I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withhold nothing, withhold nothing. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, 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 withholding nothing. I give you all of me. I give you all of me. I give you all of me. Withholding nothing. I give you all of me. I give you all of me. I give you all of me, withholding nothing. And we say, King Jesus, my Savior, forever, I give you all of me. I give you all of me. King Jesus, my Savior, forever I give you all of me. I give you all of me. Oh, King Jesus, my Savior, forever I give you all of me. I give you all of me. I give you all of me. Withholding nothing. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. We say yes. We surrender. 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 I surrender all. I surrender all to you. I give. I surrender all. I surrender all to you. I give. I surrender all. I surrender all to you. I give. I surrender all. I surrender all to you. I give. We say yes. We surrender. 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 I say yes. I 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 surrender. I surrender all. I surrender all to you. I give. I surrender all. I surrender all to you. I give. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. We surrender. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. We surrender. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. We surrender. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. I give you all of me. 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 Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am here, Psalmist Kaylin. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Praise God, praise God. Oh my goodness, you got me in a trance right now. I'm telling you, just sitting before the grace of God, before his throne, saying he is withholding nothing. Thank you, and I'm withholding nothing. I give you all of me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Psalmist Kaylin, for that awesome worship this morning. And thank you, Minister Robin, for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord and the joy of the Lord in your heart and spirit. To God be the glory for the great and mighty things he is doing in this season and in this hour. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Master Call family, this is Brenda Terrell, residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And I don't know if you're feeling like I'm feeling. I'm telling you, it's just like I'm just in this peaceful state, worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth. And what a time, what an opportunity to give all your all unto the Lord on this very Wednesday morning. Let me tell you a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 with our wonderful co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, standing on God's word, Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission definitely is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we have a website you can go to 24/7, and it is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, also, you'll see the theme for the year. And then this year, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience will we continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. Hallelujah. Now, many of you might say, I've been on this call for quite some time, and I definitely want to be a part of this ministry. You can do so. You can greet, as Minister Robin did so wonderfully out of that New Jersey town. You can host, which is what I'm doing. And then you may want to be a psalmist, as Minister Kaylin so graciously did, as unto the Lord. And you might even have a word from the Lord that God has placed in your belly. Send your information to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa would gladly contact you. Now, what brought most of us together to start this call, almost 12 years now. It's 11 and a half years. We are a few months shy of 12 years, and it is a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist International, which is now Artist Life. And I tell you, we have some wonderful health and wellness products that you that can be shared with you. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be glad to share more information with you. But not only that, every Monday through Friday, right after this call, there's a morning motivational call that's held. And today is definitely important because it is Awareness Wednesday with our phenomenal power couple of health, Diamond President Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. And today's topic is going to be on high blood pressure. High blood pressure. You definitely want to share this call with somebody. The number is 667-770-1525. Again, 667-770-1525. And the PIN is 294-617-POUND. 294-617-POUND. That's right after this call. Well, I tell you, I am so excited about what God is doing in this season and in this hour. And we have a man of God that has become a part of us. And I tell you, he is one of our brothers who loves the Lord with all of his heart. And I tell you, when you hear him, you just know that God is dwelling in his spirit, because he knows how to liven up a place and just greet people with the love of the Lord in his heart. He is from Memphis, Tennessee. He is a preacher's kid, believe it or not. Yes, a PK. And with that, of course, came anointings and positions that God had put him in, and he has served as a trustee deacon, minister, usher, armor bearer, assistant pastor, outreach ministry, and Bible class teacher, just to name some. And in addition to that, he loves to serve as a leader. He loves to serve people. He has a heart big as Memphis itself. I kid you not. He is a husband of one lovely lady, Miss Monica. We love her dearly. And he is a father of five children and a papa to some grandchildren. And he's definitely spoiling that newest one, okay? So we thank God for him being a part of the master's call. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about none other than Minister Darrell Mickens Sr. He is a joy to have on our team, and I am so glad that he is a part of the master's call. After I pray, the next voice you will hear will be that of Minister Darrell Mickens Sr. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, for being the awesome God that you are. And Lord, you have truly, truly, truly been our dwelling place, and we thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your joy. We thank you, Lord, in this season, in this time, in this hour, oh God. So much is going on around us, Father God, and you know our hearts. You feel our hearts. You know how we feel, Lord, but you are God Almighty, and we're depending totally upon you. Thank you for this master's call, Lord God, to encourage us, to strengthen us, and empower us to go into this day. Father God, let your spirit rule through this call. Anoint our brother like never before, that we, your people, will hear what the Spirit has to say to us, and that we will not only be hearers, but be doers of your word. We thank you, Father God, for every person on this call. And Lord God, we glorify you that you're doing the great and mighty things because we simply call upon your name, the name that is above every name, Jesus. We thank you. We give your name praise. We give your name glory in all that we do. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you, Lord. Now I'll turn it over to Minister Darrell Mickens Sr.
Glory be to God in the land of the living one more day. This is D. Mickens out of the great city state of Memphis, Tennessee. Most definitely want to thank our queen, Brenda Terrell, for that awesome introduction. I most definitely want to thank Sister Robin for greeting and seeing us this morning. And to Sister Kayla, that beautiful worship. I tell you, it just never seems to amaze me. Well, I'm going to dive right in this morning. I'm not going to be long because y'all know I like to hit it, get it, and quit it. I'll be coming. Before we start, though, I want to go ahead and pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just thank you this morning for waking us up, starting us on another day. Father God, I just ask you to step forward as I step back, Father God, and bring the word this morning. We just thank you once again, Father. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I pray, amen. I'll be coming from the scripture, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Therefore, prepare your minds for action, and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. My title this morning is God Wants Us in Position. Again, God wants us to get in position. This morning, TMC, good things. Hold on 1 second. Here we go. this up. 1 second. Y'all just bear with me. These technology seems to get a mind of its own sometimes. Amen. All right. This morning, TMC, good things happen when you're in the right place at the right time. You could call it luck if you want, but I call it divine appointment. When at the right season, God places his hands on you. The thing about that is when God touches rain down on you, everybody around you would know it. Some people this morning knows that when God bless you, others around you will see the anointing and the favor on you. Why? Because God wants glory, and to that individual that yields him or herself to God and humble themselves, God positions them to be used for his glory. The book of James tells us God is not a respecter of persons. And there's a song that sings, there is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he will do for you. Which means the message today is not just for certain people. If you're on this call this morning, this message is for you too. And the message is, get in position. The blessings will come, the windows will open, and God will work a miracle. But we've got to be in position, and to those who are already in position, stay there. Don't let Satan fool you, trick you, or beguile you, because bad things may be happening to you, rain, sleet, or snow. This is one place you don't want to go, because then you forfeit the good things that God's blessings that's coming your way. And that's what Satan wants. God said, I know the plan I have for you to prosper you, but that don't mean you are going to win the sweepstakes. That doesn't necessarily mean you're going to inherit your aunt's or uncle's estate or trust fund. For somebody reading, no, money isn't everything. There are some things that are better than money. And you may ask, what's better than money? This morning, rather having health than money, especially when you have some issues going on, money doesn't mean anything to somebody who's battling cancer or leukemia. Ask the parents of the children at the St. Jude Hospital, which rather have money or their children healed. Somebody in ICU right now with tubes running in and out of their bodies will give all the money in the world for health for a healthy body. And some that are rich are spending lots and lots of money trying to buy health. And somebody today who's choosing to be pain-free from dialysis, lupus, being paralyzed on one side from a stroke, will empty their bank accounts if they could be completely free from any of these diseases. For what good is money when you can't enjoy it? But I have seen folks being blessed. The blessings of God was all over their lives, being blessed by their lives in a good position for God to elevate them to the next level. But the right thing came along, and they got out of position. Their lives have not been the same. All they had to do was stay the course. But to others, get in position. Get where you know God wants you to be. Bible study, Sunday school, faithful church attending, faithful giving, monetary, the Lord works. And see if God won't turn some things in your favor. God will save people around you, especially some family members that Satan has told you that are unreachable. If you get in position, God will line them up directly behind you, and your blessings will trickle down from you to them. If you will be, it will be like a domino effect. But when you are not in position, you are stopped. You're stopping the flow of them. Somebody has been wondering why God has not done what you asked him to do. It seems your prayers are falling on deaf ears, but it's not. That's it, because sometimes we are out of place. We are nowhere. We are not where we need to be. Some get in position, and then some profess Christian, being Christians, that always complain about something, complain about not having enough money. Something is wrong with them all the time. They are always talking about what the devil is doing. I'm telling them, brothers and sisters, it's not the devil all the time. You need to get in position. Positions mean abiding in him, and Christ's words abide in you. John 15:7. TMC family, God's calling us for a purpose. You and I are purpose. You are not an accident this morning. Don't let anybody tell you because you were born in the projects, a trailer park, or the south side of town that you don't have purpose. God didn't bring you through all this that he brought you through if there was no meaning. And if we abide in him, God will position us to our destiny. You don't have to cheat. You don't have to lie. You don't have to stab anybody in the back or try to make something else look bad, someone else look bad. Get in position, and God will bring to fruition your purpose. The question we all need to ask ourselves is, am I doing what God put me in this world to do? TMC family, God positioned Joseph through the things he went through. He was taken from the pit to the palace. That's Genesis 45:8. So I tell you this morning, TMC family, we got to get in position so we won't miss the flow and miss the hand and miss the blessing of God. Because it's a paradigm shift happening on this earth right now. God, his spirit is among us, and we got to be in position so we can recognize, so we can hear his voice, feel his touch, and watch his miracles and wonders manifest into our lives and into our family lives, into our friends' lives, into our community. Because through thank God, there's nothing impossible. So don't look down, but hold your head up high. Shake it off and move forward, because you are not alone. Get in position, TMC family, and watch God move in your life. This is D. Mickens at the great city and state of Memphis, Tennessee. And that is the message for today. Host, are you there?
I am here, Brother Darrell. Like you said, you like to hit it and quit it. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for that powerful message. God wants us to get in position. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Lord, we definitely want to be in position. Thank you so much, brother. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. First, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. You're so merciful and you're full of truth because you are truth. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the great I am. You are the Jehovah Jireh, our great provider. You are Jehovah Nisi, our God who placed a banner over us. You are Jehovah Shalom, the God who gives us peace. And Father God, you are so much more. We thank you, O God, that you have brought us here in this day and in this time, in this season, to look to you, who is truly the author and the finisher of our faith. And so, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this brother who have given us your word, Lord God, to tell us and remind us that we need to be in position. And once we get in position, we need to stay in position, because we know, Father God, that when we put our trust in you, look to you as the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're leading and guiding us into all truth. You told us we will know the truth, and then the truth will make us free. We thank you, Father God, as we look to you as the author and finisher of our faith, that you will continue to order our steps day by day, minute by minute, hour by hour. Lord God, we need you. And we thank you, Father God, because when we put our faith and our trust in you, we know that it is well. It is well in our spirits. It is well in our souls. It's well in our minds. It's well in our bodies. It's well in our homes. It's well in our communities. It's well in our states. It is well in this country. We're calling it forth because you told us to call those things that be not as though they were. We bind every evil spirit that may exalt itself against the wisdom and knowledge of God. And we loose the spirit of joy, loose the spirit of peace. We loose the spirit of long-suffering. We loose the spirit of love to abide within our hearts and our minds, that others will see you, O God. Thank you, Lord God, for this man of God. We ask that you bless every part of his being. Bless Brother Darrell. Bless Sister Monica. Bless their children. Bless their grandchildren. Bless all those that concerns them, O God. Thank you, Father God, for keeping them in perfect peace as their mind stays on you. Thank you, Lord God, that you're moving them forward into a new dimension of your love and your joy. Thank you, Father God, for every good and perfect gift that you're bestowing upon them this season and this hour. Thank you for our Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pecola, Lord God, that you're blessing them day by day, that you're leading and guiding them into all truth, that you're overshadowing them with your love and your joy and your peace, and that they're abiding in you, Lord God. And as they abide in you, Father God, you are pouring more and more upon them, Father God. Give them the desires of their heart, O God, as they seek your face. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping them and everyone that concerns them, Father God, in every area of their lives. We thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against them will prosper, and every tongue rise against them will cease. We thank you, O God, that as we lift up these people before you, Father God, we're calling forth healing. We're calling forth fruition. We're calling forth total restoration in every last one of them in the name of Jesus. You told us when two or three come together touching and agreeing on anything, you are truly in the midst. So right now we're calling Anthony heal, Sandy heal, Dr. Pecola heal, Leek heal, Eleanor heal, Big Girl Taryn heal, Lucille heal, Champion June heal, Jerry heal, Jackie heal, Leonard heal, Leroy and Minister Cynthia, Mother Margaret healed, Tina, BJ, Leroy Archibald healed, Devola, Pastor Lavona, Irene healed, Bishop Bobby Henderson, Marquis, Wanda, Uncle Herman healed, Aunt Joyce, Beatrice, Daryl, Gary, Miracle, Katie, William healed, Elder Robert, Selma, Marquet, William, Sonia, Rosa, Sir John. We call them all healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father God, that you're honoring our prayers. And Lord, there are so many on our hearts that you know who they are. We're decreeing and declaring them healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, touch the bereaved families, touch the Green family, touch the Price family, the Thompson family, the Pope family, the Cooper family, McDonald, the Bowes family, Lord God, and there are so many others, Lord God. You know who they are as we bring their names before you. We ask you, Father, that you place your arms around these families, Lord God, as they place their loved ones in at rest, Father God. But we do know to be absent from the body is to be present with you, because you're everywhere, oh God. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for every good and perfect gift that you're placing upon your people. These your people who have been called by your name. And we give your name glory. We give your name praise, because we're speaking, it is well in our souls, our minds, and our spirits, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, glory to God. Glory to God. And I just want to right now say, artist life, Father God, touch Papa in the name of Jesus. Minister to his mind, oh God. Empower him like never before, oh God. Touch the artist life family, Father God. Touch all those that are working diligently, God, as they go forth, Lord God, to work in the ministry that you call them to work in. I give your name praise and I give your name glory for doing the work, Lord, like none other, because we're calling upon you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. Oh, glory to God. As God bring them before me, I have to say it. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for the great and mighty things he is doing. Well, TMC family, you want to share this call with somebody and let them know, hey, we got to get in position, okay? The playback number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. And also, next is the morning motivational call, which is with our power couple of health, Diamond President, and I call him Captain 81, Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. They will be sharing with you about blood pressure. That number again is 667-770-1525. 667-770-1525. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you again, Minister Robin. Just feeding and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart. Always good to hear your voice out there in that New Jersey town. So love and appreciate you. And Minister Kaylin, what can I say? Every time you come before the Lord in psalms and in praise, I tell you, it's a worship like none other. And we thank God for you being a part of us and just being such a humble and young spirit at heart, serving the Lord in spirit and in truth. We love you and thank you so much. And Pastor, listen, you heard I say Pastor, Minister Darrell, God bless you, love you, brother, and thank you so much for that powerful message this morning. We ask that you come and close us out with the benediction.
I want to thank Dr. Vanessa and my mother, Dr. Pecola Roberts, for giving me the privilege and the honor. And want to say happy birthday, Ma. And I am in agreement with our queen, Brenda Terrell. Thank you for that offering, awesome prayer this morning. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for another day. Father God, we just ask you to dispatch your angel this morning over our children, Father God, protect and shield our TMC family from any harm, hurt, or danger on this wonderful day that you've made. Father God, we just actually look down on the leaders around the world, Father God, touch their mind, their soul, and their spirit, Father God, that they do right among your people. And Father God, we thank you for all that you do on this precious day. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I pray. Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah.